Okay, so if you would just take a moment to take a breath and come more into the middle, the center of your body, and just let it relax and let your head get quiet. And begin to feel your breath just coming in and out. Soft breathing. Feeling your feet on the floor. Your body in the chair. Your breath coming in, touching your heart center. And grounding you to the earth. Giving you these moments to sink into, to be embraced by, to prepare to receive, to feel yourself in the presence of love and teachings and family and the honor of humanity.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. What is your perception of the room? Of what might be here? A meeting among people of like mind, listening to that which you call channeling? Or is it something else? I invite you to change your complete paradigm at this moment. I want you to call upon something that is higher in vibration than you can conceive. You are three-dimensional, so multidimensional things are not perceivable. It's not in your reality to think into a multidimensional state. And yet I'm asking you to. When you feel overwhelming love and compassion, it is a multidimensional state. It is so different. Some of you simply call it emotion. You know better. You know better. The mothers in here who look into the eyes of their newborn for the first time, is it emotional or are you in an altered reality? That altered reality is compassionate love that only a mother knows. The father can look, but the mother sees it different, connected to her, part of her, born from her. And the child opens its eyes eventually and looks at mom. Altered reality for life, a moment in time you'll never forget, ever. No matter what happens after that, you'll never forget that. I want to create that here right now. I want you to see that this can be an altered reality. I want you to relax the paradigms of your doubt. It will not harm you for a moment to dismiss logic. It will not harm you for a moment to look upon a paradigm you'd never seen and didn't expect, or will it? What have you been told? I want a reunion, just for a moment, with the souls in the room. Just for a moment. I want you to drop the fact that perhaps you've got bodily functions that you've been holding for a break. I want you to drop for a moment everything, and your body will cooperate, and it'll settle down just for a moment. It's only for a moment. I want you to look into the eyes of your higher self and see the same thing that you saw, perhaps, mother, in your firstborn. This is dramatic. It is not emotion. This altered reality brings you home for a minute. A home is where the bigger picture is. It's where the truth of all things are. And you can go there anytime, but in a group, it's special because you got help right now. Help that is grander than when you're alone, because there are so many of you and there's this entourage that presses on you and asks for you to drop logic just for a moment. And in that moment, what message would you get? And I'll tell you this. It's not going to be profound inventions. It's not going to be that which is for the future. It's not going to be answers to the questions which you ponder or solutions to your problems. That's not the message. It's more profound than that. And the message is this: you are temporarily human. Your real status, that which is your reality, is non-corporeal, and it is from the center of the galaxy, from the created source, your family. There's a bigger picture here. Relax in it and know you are loved and known by name. Loved and known by name. Everything else shrivels in comparison to this. It's diminished in comparison to this. No problem you have really measures up to this. And I want you to sit here and feel this just for a moment, in whatever way you can, to know that there is a grand picture beyond the scope of your reasoning or your ability to understand totally. It is beyond the logic of what you grew up with, what you've been told, and it's real. It does not destroy belief, it enhances belief. It does not diminish God, it enhances God. It does not make others wrong, it includes them in the greater compassion of spirit. Everything that you're seeing enhances everything you have, the others around you, and humanity in general. It is beautiful. Beyond the scope of love, it is creative source. And that's who you are. All the things that I'm going to say later are about teaching. This is not. This is about feeling. What is your perception right now? Have you been able to open the box for a moment and allow something grander and different? It's up to you. It's free choice. There's nothing pressing on you, except that which we will call spiritual common sense. God is bigger than what humans have told you from their scope, which is human. God is not a parent and there is no judgment. God is family from the creative source, period. God is love, and so are you. Ally with this truth and throw away the concepts which would diminish the mastery of God, the splendor that is you. The spark that created the universe is in you, and you are there. It doesn't get any bigger than that. And with that, we say, let the day begin. Can you really, really get there? Can you for a moment simply visualize these things and relax with any problem you would have? Just for a moment. Just for a moment. Your cells will feel that. Total, complete beauty. No problems. No issues. And that's what you deserve. That's what you deserve. And so it is.